Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In the lineup as we are overviewing what the heck has gone on here over the weekend. Some interesting football news, political news, the Golden Globes, some shockers, some jokes that were pretty good. I was going to say, except what the Bill Cosby shot was. Yeah,
that was
very funny.
Right across the bow.
Yeah.
So people are asking today in Paris and elsewhere, where was the President of the United States when the heads of England, Germany, Israel, the Palestinian movement even, 4 million plus people at a unity rally in Paris. What he does is once more give those people who don't like him to begin with more fodder. He's a Muslim. I mean, how many people behind closed doors are whispering Obama didn't go there because he's a Muslim?
Well, the Muslims were there.
Yeah, the Muslims were there, right. But it just, under the circle, the Muslims, I was going to say the good Muslims, the Muslims who sort of get what's going on now, the political culture internationally has changed dramatically in a week. Dramatically in a week. And the fact that our news media and our politicians were so behind the curve when the rest of the world, leadership for a change from the Middle East, we started talking about this, I guess, when did this thing take? It was Wednesday when it took place, right? So on Thursday, I remember going on the air because I'd nosed around and found, for example, the president of Egypt saying, this doesn't work anymore. We better smarten up, straighten out. We've got to cut these people loose. They're a cancer in our midst in terms of the religion and this area of the world. And so from that, there were literally dozens of other comments that were made by leaders, whether you like the leaders of Iran or you don't, or you like the leaders of some of the Asian Muslim countries. That isn't part of the equation here. What's part of the equation is that they were outspoken almost immediately. Yeah, it's not, some would say, with legitimacy, it may be too little too late, or it isn't. It was pretty strong. The stuff that I was talking about on the air and that we posted at DougStephan.com was pretty strong stuff from these people. The strongest that we've seen to date, at least in my experience, I think is the strongest in terms of comments and directed, the directed force of public opinion now has worked against the jihadists, the militants, these crackpots, Al-Qaeda and ISIS and whatever sects there are, subplot groups, whoever they are. The Muslim world came around, or at least leadership, for the first time, and I don't say it's refreshing, as I don't know that it's too little too late, but it's a long time coming anyway. And they realize the public opinion around the world with this has shifted dramatically against them. So whether they're doing it to cover their own butts, whatever, whether Abbas shows up and, the tensions between the Jews and the Palestinians are all about religion. So is this a good sign? No, it's not a bad sign. And so where the heck were the people from the United States? There were, most of these leaders were at this unity march yesterday, and so John Kerry, who was in France and has ties to France, he wouldn't show up.
I think he was in Geneva.
And yeah, then Kerry's now not there quite yet.
Geneva is a right. 50-minute plane ride.
So
is that.
Apparently, so in damage control mode, the White House sends Kerry like a day or two early. He was scheduled to go to France anyway, and now they got him there today. just to kind of show support.
Baloney.
Yeah, no, it is baloney. And yeah. I think they're now realizing they stepped in it.
Well, but they stepped in it, but there's more of the same stuff. They've been stepping in it for years. 888-302-3684. And so more of the details showing up over the weekend after the terrorism attack. The officials say they believe Charlie Hebdo attacker Saeed Kouachi met American terrorist.
Is he the African American guy?
No.
No.
Thanks to CNN.
No, all right, the way
thanks
around.
Thanks to CNN.
Anwar Al-Awlaki. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Al-Awlaki.
He's the American.
He's the guy that we killed with the drone strike in 2011.
Right. Met him in Yemen. Got orders from Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula to carry out this attack. Well, so Eric Holder says, well, we don't have evidence of that.
Right. Well, and then the other guy, the African-American non-American, said that he was doing this in favor of ISIS, for ISIS. But yet these guys were in their same terror cells. So it's kind of weird to see.
All right. So here we have Boko Haram, another militant group.
Wow, those guys.
Another bad Islamic group opening fire on Nigerian villages over the weekend. Bodies everywhere. 2,000 people killed. Officials gave varying numbers of fatalities. Hundreds, thousands, tens of who knows. The attack was the deadliest act of these people. We're dealing with people who aren't really people. And it isn't scum. It's hard to come up with a word that describes these people. ISIS and their beheadings, Boko Haram, the anger, the militancy, I don't know what the irony is. Just such anger and bitterness. And
at one point you're like, why don't we send people to this place and have these guys taken out?
Yeah.
And then another thing, you look around the world at all of these people
crawling out of the holes everywhere,
who are basically living in the Stone Age,
man.
And just, I mean, no relationship to humanity whatsoever, and are just taking people out. How do you control all that? How do you go everywhere in the world and stop the bad guys here, stop the bad guys there? I mean.
The only way, and you know, there's a fine line between our rights being crossed and getting intelligence, but intelligence is the only way to beat these people, because it's not your typical...
Education, is that what you're saying? Education?
I'm saying education, but I'm also saying intelligence. I mean, we have to really ramp up how we collect collect the chatter, I guess, of these people.
Why? We've got plenty of people collecting chatter on us here.
On us.
Apply it to them.
But that's the problem. It's like, you need to start worrying about the real enemies.
John Kerry, the big phony that he is, called criticism that he didn't go to the march quibbling. Quibbling. Really? Okay. Well, maybe
it's quibbling, expecting the president to stand with other world leaders, people that are attacking our way of life.
Hey, and we realize the president's got a schedule that's 6 months out, and
he's campaigning to do. I mean, gosh, what was he doing? He was marching all over town trying to promote.
Well, that's what I was trying to find out, is where he was.
Yeah. In the meantime, our government has issued a travel warning for going to the Middle East. Travel warning us to stay alert, because there will be reprisals. There was two Islamist brothers who were killed. There were raids at 25 mile. What is this story here? This is these guys that were this policewoman, and then they were in the weren't they in a Jewish meat market, a deli or something?
Yes, kosher market.
Market. Yeah. All right. Anyway, where'd you start to say, Richie? Sorry.
Well, France is adding like 1,000 troops or 10,000 troops to security forces around the country. Uh-huh. We're getting to the point where everybody's going to live in a police state.
Uh-huh.
You cannot do
this. Well, but that's the point that they're making when it comes to Islam. The Muslim religion is creating this situation where everything in the world is changing.
As a police
people
state.
Are finally figuring
France
out.
France to deploy 10,000 troops.
Forget it. Stop it. Put an end to it. Otherwise, you will end the human race as we know it. Will disappear. Can't survive all this.
You and I are the 10,000 troops. I have eyes. I have a cell phone, and I have a brain to be able to go, you know what? Something doesn't look right here. Let me call. I don't need the military standing on around the corner in my neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't want the military. I don't like to live in a neighborhood where there's military. I just keep moving further and further out. Anyway, we have, as you can imagine, a lot of, there's a lot of, what is Kennedy's words, with vigor, with great vigor. We interpret these stories and try to make something rational or reasonable in terms of understanding, but there's nothing rational or reasonable about what happened. And there's nothing rational or reasonable that these subhumans do. So do we treat them the same way they are treating, whether it's Boko Haram or whether it's ISIS or whether it's Al-Qaeda? How do you treat them? There's no reasoning with these people. At least with the Palestinians and the Israelis, there's a certain amount of back and forth with them and understanding what
they associate with the government. These people don't. I mean, it's
right. Hey, you know, the other thing here is to realize that one of these two guys was some wannabe rapper.
Yeah.
What is going on with these
people? And he was like photographed smoking tons of pot. He was, but here's the deal is that they go after these, there's no other way to put it. These are lowlifes. They're the lowest common denominator. And these groups that are trying to market to get people on their side are going after these guys because they don't feel like they have a place in society. So they go after these scumbag guys and try to convert them.
All right. Okay, convert them to what? A pot smoking, rapping Muslim, actually jihadist?
You know, make yourself really count. Do something for a cause. Yeah. You know, that's the message.
All right. Let's pause for a moment here. I'm losing. I'm losing my patience with all of this because it just so brings everybody down when there are so many good things that we can be thankful for.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services discount. Buy before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Names that are in there will be qualifiers from our various contests on the air. So if you want to get a head start, two adults, two children, to one of the three beaches resorts in either Turks and Caicos or on Jamaica, you will have a marvelous time. And all you have to do to qualify for the drawing is to know who this is and dial us up at 302-888-302-DOUG. 888-302-DOUG. This is a group of seven attractive and highly talented men and women formed in 1998 by Simon Fuller. The day after he was fired as the manager of the Spice Girls, he put this group together.
That'll show them.
Yeah. Well, they did okay at least once. At one point, the group was close to being named Sugar Club. What did you start to say?
I don't remember this song, this band. I have no recollection of any of it.
Yeah. Me neither. And I'm good at it.
Yeah. Does that mean we're going to have a stumper here?
Maybe.
This is tough.
All right. The group quickly rose to fame in England after starring for four seasons in their own BBC television series, Miami 7. They sold over 10 million albums around the world. As this song, Never Had a Dream Come True, piqued a lot of tastes in America were leaning toward rhythm and blues and dance music, which was not part of their repertoire. So that's why perhaps they were just one shot in the pan. In their 5 years together, this group had four number one single hits in the UK, but only had this one, Never Had a Dream Come True, make it to the top of the musical charts here in our country. In November of last year, the original seven were reunited for a BBC Children in Need telethon. So, I'm thinking we're not going to have a qualifier for Prove Me Wrong, figuring out this is nothing else. People who don't know anything about this music can quickly Google Never Had a Dream Come True. I don't want to tell you how to get yourself qualified, but if you want to not waste an opportunity to be qualified for the Beaches Resort giveaway, you quickly Google or Shazam this. How do you like that? I know about that, Ricky.
Shazam.
This song, as it's playing on your radio speaker, and you can then figure out, I remember that. I don't know whether you do or you don't remember, but it's time for us to put the, what is it, the old expression, put your money where your mouth is, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so let's try Jeffrey, see what he's got figured out. Jeffrey, who's the name, or what's it? That's a lousy way of me putting this. What's the name of this group? Who are they?
Spice Girls?
No, I told you that the Spice Girls, the manager of this group, came from the Spice Girls.
But, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? It's an interesting reality in that they sound a lot like them. Good guess anyway. Thanks. Don, who do you think this is?
It's S Club 7.
How'd you know that?
Shazam,
baby. All right, there he is. Okay.
Good
man. You've become qualified for our drawing. Hold on. Thank you, sir.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N. The number 4.com.
Bunga Bunga. 33 after the hour. I got a feeling those of you who are Johnny Osmond fans are going to be quite happy in about 5 or 6 minutes because Johnny Osmond will join Richie and me here on the Good Day program. Richie's here, Jennifer is here, and I am here at your service and on your side. The good news from the world of business today, construction industry, which has been hit hard by the housing crash since 2008. The recession has really decimated the ranks. But try to find somebody to work on your house now. Try to find a carpenter, a plumber. Try to find anybody, electricians. You can't find these people. You can't find a handyman. Because everybody put off all of this stuff for all these years. Construction added 48,000 jobs last month. The most since, there was apparently over the course of the year, 290,000 new construction jobs, but 48,000 alone in the month of December. That's a 9-year high, pushing overall payroll growth to 252,000 last month. So the unemployment rate is down to what, 5.4, 5.5, somewhere in there. Construction industry is key because the housing market is really what is the arbiter of how healthy the economy is. Because when you build a house, you need lumber, you need windows, you need appliances, you need to put all the electric, I mean, all of it in terms of what we need short of automotive is included in the house. So if the housing market is good, if the housing building business is good, development is good, then the economy will be good. So I thought you would be interested in knowing that was where the big hiring was. I thought it was, frankly, seasonal employment. Seasonal in that with all the retail stores hiring, Target hired a lot of people, Macy's, they all hired lots and lots of people. Look at UPS, how many people they had, and FedEx. Over the course of that 6-week period before Christmas, they were driving. They couldn't find trucks.
Budget was out of trucks. If you try to rent a truck the week before Christmas, you couldn't find one to do a normal move. You couldn't, because they were all being used by FedEx and UPS. All right, enough. Well, the excitement continues in a moment, because Donny Osmond is going to join us here on Good
Night.
Hey, Linda.
Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards.
For shopping.
Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Several months before the Declaration of Independence was written in Philadelphia, Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense. It helped spark the American Revolution by encouraging colonists to rethink the rules by which they were living. And today, it even holds lessons about the importance of making New Year's resolutions. In his opening paragraph, Paine wrote, and I quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom," end of quote. Common Sense was published in January, and I think that's fitting because Paine's advice is perfect for anyone considering a resolution to break a bad habit. Let's be fair. In today's language, what Paine was saying is that it's easy to lose sight of how wrong something is when it becomes an everyday part of one's life. By changing habits that don't serve us well, we can revolutionize our own life for the better. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, springtime.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. We have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
Yeah, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing, and refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty awesome answer. We're
Donny Osmond is on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, about to make music history again by celebrating 50 years in show business. When I talk about being on the air for 50 years, you got to know this guy. Look at him. He looks younger. He is younger. He started younger, I think. Actually, what do you remember, Donny Osmond, about your first performance? Can you go back in your mind and remember the first time you had to perform?
I was on the Andy Williams show. I was
5 years old.
5 years old.
And I vividly remember sitting on Andy's knee. My brothers were sitting around me. My dad just told me, walk down the stairs. We were in the audience, and there were a couple hundred people in the studio. And there were these boxes with red lights on them, and they called them cameras, and I didn't know what that meant. And I thought, I'm just singing for these couple hundred people. Little did I know millions of people were watching me. And so I sang my number, and the audience really gave me a great reaction, and it was, I can't remember the year, 63 maybe. And Andy went on a Christmas tour with my brothers, and the audience kept saying, well, where's that little Donnie kid that debuted on your show? So he had me fly out to Chicago at the old McCormick place.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, there's going to be a couple hundred people out there, just like in the television studio. So I run out there. The spotlights blind me. I'm singing this song, and afterwards, thunderous applause and flashbulbs and all this whistles and all this stuff from thousands of people that I couldn't see. And it scared me, and I ran off stage. And then Andy said, Donnie, come out. All this applause is for you. And that was the moment I realized, they're clapping for me? You're kidding. I ran out there, and they couldn't kick me off stage ever since.
So this album that celebrates, it's the 60th album, is going to be released, I think, on the 13th, if I'm not mistaken, which marks this incredible 50 years in show business for you. What does, is it a compilation? Are we going to be able to hear songs from all through your career, so we'll be able to tell your life story that way, or how does it fit together?
Not very many people can say that they've released 60 albums. I think Elvis Presley beat me at 63, but so this had to be, you know, not just another album. I wanted to have a concept to it. So that's why I called it the soundtrack of my life. These are songs that influenced me over the years that I grew up with that made me who I am today. For instance, My Cherie Amour by Stevie Wonder. The very first 45 I ever bought, I remember where I was when it came on KHJ Radio in Los Angeles.
Who was the jock who played it?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was maybe Real Don Steele, or it was
Charlie Tuna. God love him. He's still doing it, and he still sounds great, doesn't he?
He does.
God, he sounds good. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
So I went to my mom. I said, there's this record called My Cherie Amour by Stevie Wonder. Can you take me to the record store? I've got to buy it. So it was the very first one I bought, and it started my love and passion for Stevie.
How old were you then?
I was probably 8.
Okay.
8 years old. And so then it started my love and passion for Stevie's music. And when I cut the track and I cut my vocal, and I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I could get Stevie to play a harmonica on this thing? So I called him up. And he said, well, send me the track. He wasn't about to commit to just anything. And the next thing I know, guys, my phone rings, and it's his assistant. And she said, Stevie's on the other line, wants to talk to you. And I'm thinking, okay, this could be really good or really bad.
Yeah. You know?
And he gets on there and says, Donnie, I just heard the track. Send me the masters now. I got to be part of this project. Okay. It's fantastic.
So you're Donny Osmond, right? And you get a call from Stevie Wonder saying he wants to play. Even for you, big, huge star, that has to be something special.
Oh, it was. I mean, the guy's my musical hero. I mean, I just love, I think I own every album he's ever released. But to have him as a personal friend now and endorsing the album and starting off the whole album. Anyway, that's just one story. Then there's a story with Paul McCartney, and I did The Long and Winding Road. The Steely Dan with Peg.
Oh, love Steely.
And that's such a great song.
Yeah.
And I did it in falsetto in such an interesting way, because I didn't want to do karaoke just like the original band. I did Baby Love, Diana Ross's Baby Love, but I sang it like Al Green. And
oh, cool.
Al Green is such an interesting artist.
Very much, yeah. He really is, yeah. Yeah.
But Baby Love has got such an interesting
What song
melody
on this album of your life would shock us? What song would we go? I mean, Peg, that kind of like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Peg is kind of cool. I think, the whole thing is going to be Moon River, okay? I had to do Moon River because of Andy. But I didn't want to do just the typical melody, because I grew up with that song. That reminds me of, you know, backstage working with Andy as his opening act. But anyway, I started out, Moon River wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. And that's about all that I do from the original melody. Then I go, you dream maker, you heartbreaker. And I just go all over the place with the melody. David Foster heard it, and he said, dude, how this fun. Is amazing.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, when you are practicing singing, how are you protecting your voice? Again, remembering that you've been doing this for 50 years, you've got your 60th album, you've sold 100 million records, you've been performing in Las Vegas and other venues since you were a kid. How do you protect that most valuable asset, your instrument?
Yeah, it's a very good question, actually, because when you're using it and working it so hard on a tour, for instance, I just got off a Christmas tour, you have to warm up and you have to warm down. You can't just hit it hard, and after a show, you just don't talk. You do these vocal calisthenics, and vocalese, they call them. And I lost my instrument at one point in time, back in the 90s. I was doing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Mm.
And at the very end of the show, I'm flying over the audience with this wire, and I shouldn't have been performing because I was sick anyway. And I sang this high note, and I felt this pop in my throat.
Oops.
And I was coughing up blood at backstage after the show.
Ooh.
And long story short, I hemorrhaged my left vocal cord.
Mm.
And I had to stop singing for about 3 months. But rehabilitation was scary because that's your instrument.
You didn't know whether it would come back the way it was. How scared were you when you were 13 years old? I mean, you and Michael Jackson going through this, that you wouldn't get the voice that you hoped you did on the other side of the puberty thing.
Yeah, that's always the scary thing when you're going through a voice change. But you can work through it and train your voice. I mean, there were moments in my 20s that I had a bigger range than I had when I was 13.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And because it's just a muscle, and that's what you do. Speaking of Michael Jackson, I did Michael's song, Ben, on this album. The story behind that was actually written for me.
Really?
I was supposed to sing that song. And I was on tour with my brothers, and they had to finish the movie because it was about a rat, and I never saw the movie. And the producer says, well, there's this little kid named Michael Jackson. He's available. He's got a high voice. Let's get him to sing it. And it became his first number one solo record.
Wow.
And Michael and I, we had the greatest time talking about it because he said, you know, Donnie, it's interesting that you had a hit about a puppy with Puppy Love, and I had a hit about a rat.
And then you told him the story.
He
didn't know that you were supposed to record it, right, when you told him that?
Oh, yeah, he knew.
He didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew it was my song.
All right, now, you have launched your own app. Explain how this app works as it's applied to this 60th album we're talking about, the soundtrack of my life.
I've been in this business a long time, and I've seen the different transitions on how you promote a product. Social media is how you do it.
Right.
I'm on Facebook and Twitter all the time, and that's the way you reach your audience. And so I thought, how can I start promoting this album? Of course, you know, you do the radio and the television, all that kind of stuff, but you got to get clever. And I created this app. It's called Donnie Osmond. You download it on your Android or your iPhone, and it's free. And all of these stories that I'm talking about are on this app, and you can sample the songs and hear each one of the songs while reading these stories.
Wow, that's a cool way of getting it. Well, you got a great career going, and it's not, you're just halfway through. Just keep it at. Well, seriously, I mean, I don't think I'm at 50 years on the air. I'm slowing down not at all, and you can't either. Your sister Marie needs you.
Yes, and I hope she knows that.
By the way, you can tell her this, but please don't tell my wife. I always have had and always will have a crush on your sister. She looks amazing. She looks like she's doing a great job.
Yeah, well, you're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Of course.
I'm sure.
I think she was here with us at one point in time. I'm trying to remember.
She thought Doug was a little nutty. She called Doug crazy.
Well, she didn't take to me as well as she took to Richie. I think that may be where the bottom line.
Yeah, she called everybody crazy. Little does she know, she's crazy.
There you go.
It's welcome to the club.
Don't forget, the Best of Las Vegas Award has gone to Donnie and Marie. They're performing 5 nights a week. What did you say? Tuesday through Saturday, I think, right?
That's correct.
At Las Vegas. Which hotel are you in?
At the Flamingo, right across the street from from Caesars.
The Flamingo. There's a big, I remember last time I was in Vegas, I think the side of the hotel has a big, or at least it had a mural with the two faces on it.
It's my ego picture. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I walk outside, look at the side of the hotel, and there's my face.
Yeah, it looks pretty good still.
So who recognizes you as you're wandering around there? Can you go and not be recognized too much, or are you in trouble when you go out?
I really can't. I do anyway, just for the fun of it. But no, you can't really. If you're going someplace, you got to go there quickly and get out.
Uh-huh. Is that true wherever you are? You live in L.A., don't you?
I live in Utah, actually.
In Utah.
I love the mountains.
Yeah, so can you be yourself without having to worry about
it? I can. Yeah, I really can. I'm just a neighbor.
Yeah. There you go. It's nice to have your neighbor on board the program. Donny Osmond, the new album is called Soundtrack of My Life. You can get it by going to his app. What is this? Donny Osmond, right?
Donny Osmond. Or on iTunes or Amazon.
Right. He knows how the new world order is working. He's got it.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Good day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with the story behind the story of this new microfluidic device that has helped scientists at MIT identify a powerful drug from nature. But don't get your hopes up because it's not ready yet, right?
Well, this hasn't even been tried in humans. And it's the big issue with antibiotics. Initially, they're very effective, like penicillin. But the problem is the bugs start making defenses against the antibiotics, and they no longer are effective. And resistance develops. This is a big problem with antibiotics. And the hope with this new novel compound is that our bodies are not able to make resistance via the bugs that they're being fought with from this new antibiotic. But the problem is this has not yet been tested in humans. And when you do these experiments with drugs in animals, often they're either not safe or they're not effective or they act differently. So let's see what happens. It's some hope, but stay tuned.
All right, cold weather this week. The cold's more likely because it's cold? What's the story?
This is a fascinating story out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It seems to all of us, Doug, as the winter season hits, so do the sniffles. But what we've learned this week is that as our internal body temperatures fall after exposure to cold air, so does the immune system's ability to beat back the rhinovirus that causes the common cold. The body's defense systems, our immune system, does not seem to work as well at cooler temperatures. So it's not that the bugs are more prevalent and can produce better in cold temperatures. It's that our immune system doesn't work as well when we're cold. So to avoid that flu and cold virus, maybe you just want to stay warm.
All right, so let's move from the cold research to the flu activity. 43 states reporting an increase in flu activity this year. Is that right?
Well, 43 states, according to the CDC, have widespread flu activity. That's up from 36 states last week. Sadly, 21 children have died so far this flu season. We expect this year to be a severe flu season because of a mismatch of strains in the flu vaccine. That's because one of the flu viruses mutated, and it was the H3N2 strain that was accounted for 95% of the flu so far this season. For a regular flu season, H3N2 seasons are more severe. The 2003-2004 season was similar to this year with mutated strains of H3N2 occurring. It was a bad year, but the vaccine was still 43% effective.
All right, some good news here. First, you're a cardiologist. You've seen the results of using avocados. If you are a lover of avocados and you have some every day, you're going to live forever, it looks like.
Well, yes, good news. Journal of the American Heart Association this morning, eating a heart-healthy diet, Doug, that includes avocados, may lower so-called bad cholesterol among otherwise healthy, overweight, and obese people. Avocados added into healthy diets reduce low-density lipoproteins. That's the LDL bad cholesterol. Avocados are another source of monounsaturated fatty acids. Those are the good fats you find in nuts and are full of vitamins, minerals, and fiber.
I've been eating avocados regularly for the past year to help my brain with the good fats.
Fortunately, that study hasn't
it's not working, but at least my heart is healthy now.
All right, secret to longevity is eating grains, even popcorn?
Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. This week, consumption of whole grains, Doug, like oats, brown rice, and even popcorn without the butter may increase your lifespan and decrease your chances of death by cardiovascular disease. The more whole grains you consume, the better. Look for the word whole on the food label.
Get your hair back. Let's use some Provia, Ken.
Provia, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about Provia. If you have not ordered Provia from Chamonix yet, now is your best chance. Provia is an easy way to use a serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, tells us that her hair was getting thin, mainly around her part line, so she thought she would try it. It really made a big difference so quickly, she says, even her hairdresser noticed. She keeps using it. It works so well, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Might be the very best gift anyone gives you this whole year.
Cleanse your pores on your scalp. Get the hair to grow back again with Provia. Call 800-543-5817. Provia works. That's why Ken says try it. He not only likes it because it works, but because they give you your money back if it doesn't. 800-543-5817. Yep, the product is called Provia, concentrated for fast cleansing of your scalp so your hair follicles will grow back again. 800-543-5817. Call now while you're thinking about it. 800-543-5817.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of toilet filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.